Now we will discuss sets that are small in the sense of Lebesgue measure, but quite significant for our theory otherwise. These are the Lebesgue null sets. A set E in the reals is called a Lebesgue null set if the outer measure of E is zero. Example, of course, the empty set is a Lebesgue null set. It is obvious that any finite set has measure zero. In point of fact, any countable set is a Lebesgue null set. To see this, let A sub J be a countable set, let epsilon be bigger than zero. Set I sub j equal to a sub j minus 2 to the minus j minus 1 epsilon plus comma a sub j plus 2 to the minus j minus 1 epsilon. Then E is contained in the union of the I sub j, so that the outer measure of E is less than or equal to the summation j equals 1 to infinity of the measure of the I sub j's, which is less than or equal to summation j equal 1 to infinity 2 to the minus j epsilon, which equals epsilon. Since this is true for any epsilon bigger than 0, we conclude that the outer measure of E is zero. It is common to summarize the last example by saying that any denumerable set has measure zero. Because a denumerable set is a set that is empty or finite or countable. Proposition, any null set Z is Lebesgue measurable, it follows that the measure of Z is zero. Furthermore, any subset of Z is Lebesgue measurable and is a null set. Proof, let A be a subset of the reals, since Z is a superset of A intersect Z, and A is a superset of A intersect the complement of Z, we may conclude that by the monotonicity of M star, that M star A equals M star Z plus M star A, because M star Z is 0, bigger than or equal to M star A intersect Z plus M star A intersect complement Z. And as a result, our measurability lemma tells us that Z is Lebesgue measurable. Therefore, the measure of Z equals the outer measure of Z equals 0. If W is any subset of Z, then 0 is less than or equal to the outer measure of W, less than or equal to the outer measure of Z, so that W is also a null set. And hence, W is Lebesgue measurable. The property that any subset of a Lebesgue null set is measurable and has measure 0 is sometimes summarized by saying that the Lebesgue measure is complete. So completeness is a standard property of a measure. A measure is complete if all the if all any subset of a null set is also null. It is natural to suppose that a Lebesgue null set cannot have too many points, but this would be a misconception. Proposition, there exists Lebesgue null sets that have uncountably many points. Certainly the Cantor ternary set is closed and indeed compact as a subset of R, and the construction of the Cantor set shows that the complement of the Cantor set in the unit interval has length 1, hence the Cantor set itself is a Lebesgue null set, but we know that the Cantor set has uncountably many points. And we know from the exercises there are many, many different kinds of Cantor sets, so there are lots and lots of sets like this. Now we will talk about invariance under translation. So an important feature of a Lebesgue measure is that it's translation invariant. Intuitively speaking, this means that if we take a measurable set E in the reals and translate it by adding a constant A to each element of the set, so capital E sub A is a set of all little e plus A where E is an E, then the measure of the set is unchanged. In other words, the measure of E equals the measure of E sub A. The present discussion will develop this collection of ideas. So a proposition with E and E sub A defined as above, the measure of E equals the measure of E sub A. Proof, let A and B be arbitrary subsets of the reals, let A be a real number. Then one checks that capital A sub A intersect B equals the quantity capital A intersect B sub minus A, all sub A. Similarly, one can show that the complement of B sub A equals the complement of the set B sub A. Now let little b be minus little a. It follows from the obvious invariance under translation that capital A sub A intersect B equal capital A intersect B sub B. Now let E be Lebesgue measurable and use our measurability equation with B equals E and also with B equals complement of E to obtain that M star A equals M star A sub A equals M star A sub A intersect E plus M star A sub A intersect complement B equals M star A intersect E B plus M star A intersect complement of E sub B equals m star a intersect eb plus m star a intersect complement eb for all a in the reals. Thus, a e sub b is Lebesgue measurable. Now it is straightforward to check that m star is translation invariant just because the notion of length of an interval is translation invariant. Thus, we see that the measure of e sub b equals the measure of m star of e sub b equals m star of e equals measure of e. And that's what we want to know, is that the measure of e sub b equals the measure of e. And now we will consider a Lebesgue measurable set that is not Borel. We will show that such a thing exists. And this discussion will rely on Cantor's notion of cardinality. Theorem: there exists a Lebesgue measurable set of real numbers which is not Borel. Proof: note that there are a countable number of open intervals in R with both endpoints rational. Call this cardinality capital script N sub 0. It is straightforward to see that capital script B is the smallest algebra that contains these intervals. Thus, the cardinality of capital script B is n naught to the n naught, which is little c, where c is the cardinality of the real numbers. Now, we know that capital script L contains a null set with uncountably many elements. Since an arbitrary subset of a null set is still a null set, we conclude that capital script L contains 2 to the c elements. Thus, the cardinality of capital script B equals little c is less than 2 to the little c, which is less than or equal to the cardinality of capital script L. So it follows that capital script B is a proper subset of capital script L, and therefore there exist Lebesgue measurable sets that are not Borel. So a concluding remark is it's actually possible to explicitly construct a Lebesgue measurable set that is not Borel. For the details and some of the history, refer to Canavé in the references. At the very end of this course, we will treat another method for actually constructing a Lebesgue measurable set that is not Borel. Thank you for listening today.